Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
We're back with more from Manuka on today's edition of the Your Hometown Tour. Tag along and we'll show you why Manuka is a place you should call home. Sponsored by the Village of Manuka. Here's John.
Well, thank you, David. And here's Jack. Jack Guldenbecker is a community development officer at the Village of Manuka. Good evening, Jack. How are you?
Good, John. How are you?
Good. I'm fine. Happy that Manuka is the town that we're saluting on the Your Town series. Because I like the name.
Happy to be saluted.
You know, I like the name. I like the name Manuka, to be honest with you.
And yeah, you know where that comes from, John?
I do, but please tell me.
Well, that would be the Potawatomi word for good land.
Yes.
Place of maple. Mm-hmm. And I've heard it described in a few other manners, which makes me question the translation just a touch. But I would say good land is probably pretty darn close.
Well, it sounds like a fine, fine place, I tell you. And as a community development officer, that sounds like a very big umbrella. You know what I mean? Community development could mean all sorts of things. What is it? What do you do under that title?
You know, it is a lot of stuff. We're still a smaller community, a little smaller than Chicago, and you know, to say the least. And you know, we're all doing kind of a lot, but it's a lot about bringing business to town and making it a nice place to live, or nicer than it is already.
Right.
Events and some marketing stuff and calling John Records Landecker when necessary and talking to him. So.
Yeah, that guy. I don't know. How he still sticks around is beyond me. I thought he was dead, but apparently apparently not.
Well, I'm glad the contrary is
thanks,
true.
Jack. I appreciate it. So let's talk about this. So, you know, you said a little bit smaller than the city of Chicago. Yeah, and that's a positive. But how about things like dining options and events going on in the town? And does anybody ever pay for parking there, by the way?
You know what? No pay for parking. No, not so much. Not too many parking decks down in Manuka.
How do you like that?
Certainly enough dining options and events going on. Let's see. You guys do the Christmas market up in Chicago, huh?
That's true.
I think we maybe just after started our own, actually, with taking that great idea from the city of Chicago. And that's one of our yearly events that is yet to take place yet.
Oh, so you're going to premiere it this winter then?
So, not the premiere. It is the second one.
Oh, I'm
sorry. It'll be taking place in December, and that's one thing we did. Copy from our neighbors to the north, and it's a great effect.
So, good.
You know, if you're looking for something to do in December, John, come on down.
Okay. Well, you say you're copying it from your neighbors to the north. So let's say this town is crazy for dining options. I'm sure you're aware of that. I mean, it's like sometimes it's just a little too much. But so what would you offer as dining options in Manuka? Say I'm coming into Manuka. I call you up. Hey, Jack, going to be in town for dinner. Where do you think I should go?
Yeah. Are you sure? Call me up whenever, John, first off.
All right.
Unlike Chicago, there is not too many Michelin stars in the city. However,
yes.
I would challenge that a poor boy from Cookies may give somebody more enjoyment. You might start there, John. You'd also do well to stop by a few of their neighbors in downtown Manuka. One of our newer restaurants, Rooted. It's actually probably more like a restaurant up by you in Chicago, to tell you the truth. Great food, exciting food, different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to do it. And then actually in between the two places I mentioned, our third downtown dining option, it's almost a combination of the two. I mean, it's what I'd call good, classic American food.
Right.
That if you can't find something there, John, then you know what?
Why? Yeah, there's something wrong.
You had a town over. I don't know.
If you can't find something there, John, get out of town. Come on. So, and you already said, you know, we don't have to pay for parking, which to me is like, that's so fantastic because you can't go anywhere in the city of Chicago. Even if you're on the street, you got to pay like $7 an hour or something like that. Yeah. Next door, where a lot of people at the radio station park, it's $170 some a month. I mean,
it's a lot of traffic up by you, huh?
Yeah, oh my gosh, yeah. You know, we got this Lollapalooza thing going on right now. It's like right down the street. I'm surprised you can even get to the radio station. I'm telling you, it's jammed.
Not too much of that in quiet Manuka. Yeah. It's kind of nice. I mean, we're coming up on the time of season where you might run into a combine or a tractor, maybe.
Sure.
But that's about the closest thing we got to a Manuka traffic jam.
So it is a part of the Manuka community is farmers and rural activities. Because when you said combines, I mean, you know what that is? My grandfather was a farmer, and I used to go down, and I loved it. I mean, tractors and combines and all sorts of stuff. So does Manuka, what kind of agricultural industry does Manuka have?
I mean, it's the industry, you know, and it at least it was maybe 20 years ago. That's starting to change a little now with some new development, which is a positive for the community. Having grown up in the community, it's always been a positive thing, I think. And it is, I mean, it's agriculture. It's right across from Village Hall is farm fields, and where our community is going to grow in the future is farm fields right now.
Right.
And heck, it's even pretty darn fun sometimes. I already told you what you can do if you're looking for something in December.
Yes.
But John, if you're looking for something to do in the fall,
yes,
come on down. You could visit Keep's Pumpkin Farm.
Oh, yes.
You could visit Dowinger's Pumpkin Farm. Crosstown, actually, maybe I shouldn't mention this, but it is in our neighbors just right there in Shanahan. But one are great local businesses that people should come and visit this fall, and then they should go and put my restaurant recommendations to the test downtown.
So I've got a note here that says some fun facts of town history. Is that something you're ready to do? And if so, lay it on me.
Sure. Only if you can give me, you got to give me a fun fact in return here. We'll see. We'll have to see how it's
fun fact in return,
but between, you know, Manuka and good old Chicago, but, let's see.
Okay.
We already established good land, the Potawatomi, term, that is Manuka.
Mm-hmm.
But that was given to us by our, Dolly Smith, who was the wife of a railroad agent in town early on in Manuka's history.
Really?
Dolly Smith gave it, and the railroad was kind of part of how our village grew initially, and that is, in fact, what it means. It is not a Native American word for south of Shorewood.
Okay. And you've been established as Manuka since 1852, right?
About.
Yeah. So am I supposed to give you something now, then?
Let's see. What do you got? Come on.
Well, we had this cow, Mrs. O'Leary, kicked over a cow, and there was this big fire, destroyed a lot of stuff. And as it turned out, maybe it wasn't the cow's fault after all.
Yeah, that was my memory. I thought the cow got a bad rap there.
Oh, this went on for decades trying to clear the cow's name. I mean, really. All right, guys.
So as a part of my role for the village, maybe I should keep an eye out on for any malicious cows in town.
The bovines,
so, you got to watch the bovines.
We got time for one more. Give me one more.
Oh, let's see. How about, in Manuka, back in the day, we actually had a racetrack in town, and you could take the train that was a big part of how our community came to be. And you could take it in from one of our neighbors and go to the racetrack and watch some horses, probably bet on some horses.
Yeah.
And, I don't know how you feel about this, but, you know, now it is. Now the grounds are used for our high school. So, you know, probably good uses, you know. No more racetrack for Minnesota.
Right. And just as long as you're not betting on the high school games. I mean, that would be – I would probably bet. Okay, so counter with? Okay, well, you can bet anywhere you want in Chicago. You can go to a Cubs game at Wrigley Field, and I think they still – they have a betting thing right there on the premises. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, come for the game and lose some money over there where you can bet on all sorts of stuff. You sound like a lot of fun, so therefore Manuka's got to be a lot of fun, and I'm glad that you're our hometown Jack, and thank you for coming on, and hey, believe me, if I'm ever in the neighborhood, I think we've got your number, so thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me, John. Always appreciate it. Always appreciate the chance to talk about Manuka. It really is a great, great place to be, a great place to call home. I appreciate you talking to me.
You bet.